Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Stacey from The Advisor. And today I have a very special guest. I'm so excited to introduce you to her. This is Monica. And Monica has a beautiful story to tell us. You know, she has been through a lot in life and she's had really traumatic events occur and she has overcame everything. And, you know, and she's carried a dark soul within her because of everything she's been through. And she was able to develop the strength and the courage to overcome all the obstacles that came within her and in her pathway. And today she's here to share it with us because she wants to help others who've had obstacles in their life and had traumatic events occur, to show people how to cope with life and be able to get through the hard times in a productive manner. So Monica, can you share with us a little about yourself, who you are, what you do, and tell everybody, you know, your story, because I'm sure everybody is very excited to hear about your story.
Sure. Hi, Stacey. So I am an alignment coach and soul therapist. I grew up, I was born and raised in France, and I grew up in a very toxic environment where there was physical, emotional, psychological, or all types of abuse. It was almost on a daily basis. And so early on, I started to develop some physical symptoms, like, for example, digestive issues. I was always anxious. I was always daydreaming. I always dreamed about, you know, the day that when I would be an adult and I would be able to escape. Like, my dream as a child was to escape this hell. And so when I became a teenager, I started to have like really bad panic attacks and all sorts of dizziness, also like some sort of like low blood pressure. And, I went to doctors and all they gave me was, you know, like some sort of magnesium that was giving me even more digestive issues. So when I was able to leave my parents' place, I remember telling myself, you know, like it was yesterday, actually, you know, like this is not just a chapter of my life that is over. This is a book of my life. And now I'm starting like a new book, like a totally new book. And when I did that consciously and subconsciously. It was a way for me to just move on, but also it was a way for my mind to protect myself. I started to do therapy, but I felt like I wasn't really going anywhere. I went and to, you know, like many kinds of healers, and, you know, some were helpful. But at the end of the day, I wasn't really getting to the root cause of my issues. And I started to develop more and more physical symptoms. And I had really crippling anxiety. I had very bad panic attacks that would wake me up in the middle of the night. I would feel like I was literally about to die, like throat so tight, my heart racing. I felt like I can't breathe, like my muscles are completely tense. And honestly, it's just an awful feeling when you wake up, you know, like out of nowhere, like you barely know where you are and you feel like you're about to die. It's really the worst feeling. Because having a panic attack during the day, I mean, I have those as well sometimes, but you know, like in the middle of the night when you're sleeping, it's just the worst. And so, you know, I kept going to healers and therapists and all that, but I wasn't healing. I really mm-hmm. wasn't healing. And in March 2020, I had like all my symptoms were really chronic, and I had chronic fatigue to the point that I had to take a nap in the morning and I had to take a nap in the afternoon, and I would sleep about 8 to 10 hours a night.
Right.
And I would have like my muscles were so achy, like I was hurting all over. Mm-hmm. And it was a total nightmare. It was during the first lockdown here in Europe. And yes. And when I went back to work, because like, you know, during lockdown, I worked from home.
Yeah.
And when I went back to work, like they changed management, and like the work environment started to get really toxic.
Right.
And I had a really hard time coping with everything. And like a year later, in July 2021, I reached burnout. And wow. when I say I reach burnout, it's that my mind literally broke. Like my body had been telling me that it just couldn't take it anymore, but my mind was still able to push through.
Yes.
But when my mind just couldn't take it anymore, nothing was working.
Yeah.
You know, like I had nothing left. So I reached burnout. I was on sick leave. And I started to do some research because it was during the summer holidays and there was no psychiatrists, psychotherapists, most of them were on holidays. They were away. And so I started to do some research and I wanted to understand, okay, why is it that I'm not healing? I have spent so much money, so much time, so much energy trying to cure myself.
Yes.
And I am there. I have burnout and I don't even know why. But when I started to do my research, I started to realize that, you know, that was really the missing link. The link that my brain didn't want to see. So I just couldn't see it in my reality.
Yeah.
It was the trauma that I had gone through during my childhood. And it was also the part that I had never really addressed
right.
in terms of healing. Mm-hmm. It was my body. I was completely disconnected from my body. I didn't understand what it was telling me. I didn't understand my symptoms. And honestly, for most of my life, all I wanted to do was be as far as possible from my body. I just didn't understand this body. I felt like it was not my enemy, but it was kind of like working against me. So yeah. It was really hard to have this relationship. And so like summer 2021, I started to, you know, really face my wounds and really start working with my body and my nervous system. And I started to see someone like a psychotherapist like in late mm-hmm. September. And I started to do acupuncture. I started to do shiatsu. And I was also working with my own intuitive gifts.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, doing some inner work on my own. And 2 months after that, I was completely healed from burnout. I wasn't burnout anymore. And I felt so empowered to have been able to create my own like healing process,
yeah.
you know, and pick the people that I wanted to work with. And ever since I've been working with my nervous system, because like during that summer, early 2021, I was also diagnosed with CPTSD.
Mm-hmm.
But after it was just about 2 or 3 months. I didn't have any panic attacks anymore. Like I didn't have crippling anxiety anymore. I was feeling so much more confident. And it wasn't like a confidence. People would always tell me that I am confident, but it was more about making decisions that were actually aligned with what I wanted and who I truly was. And ever since I've just been, you know, shedding layers and layers of, you know, of things that were just not me and that I had to cope with what I was going through during my childhood. So it's been, you know, I would say that honestly, like 99% of the things that I had are completely gone. Like the 1% is just still me working with my nervous system. And, you know, because some stuff will still come up once in a while, and it's really about being able to deal with that. Because before I didn't understand my body, so I didn't understand what it wanted. I just didn't know how to work with it. But now I do. So it's so much easier, you know, like, for example, if something happens and I start to have anxiety, like I know why I have anxiety.
Yes.
And I would say that to really heal, you have to face your wounds, which is a fact.
Yes.
It's not about talking about it 24/7, but it's about acknowledging that what happened to you impacted you in some way. And it's also about really having this relationship with yourself, which I think most people do not have. Like, we don't know who we are. We don't know what we want. We kind of like go through life in autopilot and, you know, just doing things that we were told that we had to do. So really having this relationship with myself, understanding myself more in my body and my heart and what my soul wants, all these things have been able to like embody my flow, which is, I know the name of my business, but that's really why I picked it.
Yeah.
And yeah. And I truly think that we, all of us are born to really be who we truly are, but we live in a society and we go through so many challenges that we tend to disconnect from ourselves. Mm-hmm. And especially during childhood.
Yes.
And so it's really the journey about reconnecting with who you truly are. And honestly, before I used to really be struggling because I didn't know I would spend so much money and time and go to all these people, but now I'm able to do the work on my own.
Right.
Because I know the tools that work for me and I'm not afraid of my emotions anymore. Right. If something comes up, I'm not going to freak out. You know, being able to understand your emotions and process them is so powerful.
Yeah.
Because we tend to reject our emotions, especially the ones we label as negative.
Yes.
When actually they are here to tell us something.
Yes. I agree 100%. You know, our bodies are always talking to us. They are always giving us messages. And I was just discussing with this with somebody else. And, you know, our heart, you know, is the foundation in my belief. And our heart gives us messages, our emotions, our love, our self-love, you know, everything is in our heart and it tells our brain and our bodies give signals. And, you know, if you're feeling a certain way or something's bothering you in a certain place, that's your body signaling you, trying to give you a message that something's not right and you need to do something about it. And we have to learn to understand our body, and then understand what we need to do for ourselves to heal that. Now, you talked about something really important. You started to shed your past, basically. You started to shed all the things, all that hurt, all that abuse, like a layer on an onion, and you just started to peel it off. How did you do that? Like, for people who are going through something similar, how did you start shedding away all that hurt and all that abuse and trauma that you incurred in your life and your childhood years going into your older, you know, young adult years and so forth? What would be one of the things that helped you, you think?
The key for me was really to reconnect with my body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the physical aspect was a missing link in my healing journey. Because I was doing the spiritual work. I had gone, you know, I had done therapy, but I felt like nothing was working. But working with my body, mm-hmm. that was really key for me. It may not be the key for someone else, but working with my body, working with my nervous system, really understanding what my body is telling me, that's been extremely healing for me.
What would you say, how does someone reconnect with themselves? How does someone, you know, that I know personally, it's a process. It's not a 1-2-3 deal.
No, it's a process.
But for somebody, you know, since we're going to be talking about this for just a limited time on the show, what would you suggest to somebody who wants to reconnect? You know, what are some of the things that they need to pretty much put in alignment or organize it? You know, the most important steps that people are going to start to have to go through in order to get to that healing point?
I would say that it starts with asking yourself questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I really want to do this? Am I really fulfilled in this relationship? What do I need?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, just this, when you have an emotion that comes up, like, ask yourself, like, what do I need?
Right.
What do I need? What can help me feel better? Like, when you make any kind of choices, like, whether it's, you know, like a relationship or work decision, like, do I really want this? You know, it's so simple, but just asking yourself these basic questions can help you know what you truly want and therefore who you truly are.
Right. And that's so important. And, you know, and I feel too, like some people want to feel better, but then they don't want to do the work to feel better. And I feel like it, the most important thing is that you have to be willing to do the work. If you really want to change and improve your life, you have to know that it's a process, and it's not an easy process. But if you take the journey, you will feel so much better as a human being, don't you think?
Yeah. And I think that people should know that the brain doesn't like change. Therefore, if you want to step out of your comfort zone, if you want to start doing some healing work, your brain might not be on board. And therefore, it may give you some feelings that are very uncomfortable.
Yes.
And now I actually know the difference, you know, when I do something that's, you know, and I could, you know, sometimes you can feel like, okay, maybe this is my intuition telling me that it's not me for me. But there's a difference between intuition and a signal that your brain sends you because it is not on board and it doesn't want the change. So it's also really about, like I said, working, understanding the body, but also working with the brain is so important because the brain is like a program within a computer and you have to run this program. Like the program is not there to run you and your life.
Yes. And I find also too, is that it drives me nuts, but so many people are, so, you know, their body is telling them what they need, but they're so insecure that they're running around asking people, what should I do? But, you know, those people don't really know what you need. They can, you know, voice their own opinion, you know, from their own perspective, but that's not the answer. You have to look in yourself and you really have to do some deep diving work and find out what the answers are because they're there.
True. And you have to accept that you may make some mistakes along the way and it's totally fine because you will learn,
exactly.
You know, if it's your intuition, if it's your brain and you have to be open to make mistakes. Like your healing journey is not going to be like a straight line, you know, it's really about starting to trust yourself, you know, and it's a great way like this, like you said, it's a great way to start developing your intuition. You know, sit down, pause, close your eyes, let yourself, you know, ask yourself, how do I feel? What do I want? What do I need? What should I do? And the answer should come up. And it's about trying, you know, it's about trying. Okay, so this is what feels right for me. I'm going to try it. And if it doesn't work, it's okay because you're one step closer to the goal that you want to reach.
Right. And like we mentioned, it comes in baby steps. Everything doesn't happen 1, 2, 3. So I think we need to not be so hard on ourselves and give ourselves a pat on the back. Every time, no matter how big or small, give yourself a pat on the back that you actually accomplished something and you're one step closer to get into your goal, your ideal you, whatever that goal may be. You're asking yourself, who do I want to be? What is the true, you know, who is the true Monica? Who is the true Stacy?
Yeah.
You know, who do we want to be in life? What is going to make us happy as a person? And I think we have to close off the world and stop worrying what the world does and thinks and start worrying about
think. Especially nowadays with social media.
Yes. Oh my goodness. And people get so affected, even the younger, I got to say all age groups, because I was just talking about this with somebody else and, you know, sometimes, you know, you listen to, you know, social media, people will make remarks and it will be hurtful to other people or it'll have an impact and people will follow some bad advice. And we have to realize that, you know, one, when people make hurtful remarks, it's because they're hurting inside and they want to have pain and they want to cause others pain. And so we have to have thick skin and not let those people, you know, hurt us, because those people are hurting inside and their goal is to hurt others because they want others to feel the pain and they don't want to be by themselves, because people who hurt they don't like to be alone. And then also we have to not let other people influence us. We have to really be confident in who we are, I think, as a person.
Yes.
And really follow who we need to be in order to be happy. How do you feel? Yeah. You like that idea?
Yeah, I think sovereignty is so important in a world where, you know, like whether it's the media or, you know, school or whatever, you know, there are really like a ton of things right now going on.
Yeah.
And it's really about you making decision that feels right. to you.
Right.
And it's not about, you know, like following a trend or, you know, following the crowd, or it's really about making decisions for yourself.
Yes.
And this is something that we have never been told. As kids, we're told that the teacher knows better, the doctor knows better, the government knows better. Actually, they don't. They're imperfect, just like us. They're trying to figure it out.
Yes.
And it's really time for people to figure out what they actually want as individuals. Because each and every one of us shape the world that we live in. And I think that we're not really in a good state. I feel like the world is going through a dark night of the soul. Mm-hmm. And it's just a manifestation of the whole collective.
Right. I agree with you 100%. Now, if you had to give some tips on how to enlighten your soul and, you know, and kind of put a little bit of a light bulb underneath that dark soul and start trying to light it up, what would be some tips that you give people out there that really can feel that darkness within their soul and don't want to feel like that anymore? What would you say, you know, you have to start doing X, Y, and Z and, you know, maybe give them some helpful tips.
Honestly, I would say, don't be afraid of your emotions. Because I've met so many people who are afraid of their emotions. Don't be afraid of their emotions. Like, the more you're going to reject them, the harder they will hit you. Mm-hmm. So just sit down, you know, let it, you know, just let it be.
Yeah.
And find healthy ways to process your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say, really, you know, have a create a relationship with yourself, like a real relationship, like treat yourself as if you were your own spouse, your own best friend. Like, I don't know, like the person that you love the most on this planet.
Yes.
Treat yourself the same way you would treat them.
Yes.
Like, have compassion for yourself. Like, with everything that you've gone through, you have to be gentle and kind with yourself, which is a concept that I actually didn't know about before, but being on this journey now, I really understand what it means.
Yes.
And then I would say, follow your heart. Like, what does your heart want? Like, what makes you happy? What nurtures you? What brings you joy? Like, that is so important.
Yeah.
In the world that we live in, like, everyone is so stressed. Everyone is working. Everyone is doing a million things. But what are you really doing to nurture yourself?
Right.
What are you doing to bring more joy into your life? Because if you don't have this joy into your life, like, you really don't have a life at all.
Yeah.
Because the lack of joy or being depressed has such an impact on your physical health.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, your health is your wealth. So, like, really prioritize yourself and your needs.
I agree so much. That's great tips. Now, you have a coaching service that you offer people. Now, do you do it by Zoom so people from all over the place can access?
Yes, exactly. I only do online coaching. I work on Zoom, and I only do one-on-one because the work that I do is so, you know, has to be tailored to each client. So I don't do any kind of group coaching or anything like that. And that's really how I like it, because it's more intimate and people get to be more open and more honest also with me and themselves.
Yes.
And so I like this very, very, you know, tiny container.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do like unique one-on-one sessions, or I have coaching programs to help people activate their purpose, which is really about, you know, embodying who they truly are. And also another program so they can create a life that they truly love, which is really about, you know, also like knowing yourself, of course, but it's also about, you know, having the resilience and the tools to create the life that you want and be able to face the challenges that may come along the way.
Right. Now, where can people go to find your coaching service?
Oh, they can find me at embodyyourflow.com. I'm also on Instagram, embodyyourflow.
Excellent. Oh my God. This has been an amazing interview. I love having you on the show. I'd love to have
you
come back.
Me.
Oh, you're very welcome, because I think we can talk a lot about a lot of the topics you hit in more detail. And
of course,
I'd love to have you back on the show. And I want to thank you so much for sharing this information, because this is something a humongous percentage of our world goes through. We all go through trauma in our life. It's just how we learn to cope with it. And some people, a lot of people, I should say, have a hard time letting go of certain things that came into their lives and it's impacted them in the future. And nobody nobody needs to live in disharmony and to live with a dark soul. We all are entitled to be happy, healthy, yes, and live a productive life and live that ideal life that we were all meant to be. Just like you were saying, we all have, we were put on this world for a reason, and we, you know, life just sometimes takes us off track. And when it does, we just have to get back on track. And there are people like you who get them back on track. So I commend you. And, you know, I'd love to have you back on the show. We could talk more in depth about this, but
I would love to.
So much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And it's been a wonderful experience. You know, thank you so much.
And it's a pleasure.
You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.